You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
South African survivor specialists Alexa and Robert are back. We are exhausted. I've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning and Robert has been drinking in Boston all weekend. So we're coming at you.
I got off a plane 2 hours ago and I just watched the episode. So at least yes. I'm fresh. I got it fresh there. But
And Robert wanted this time. He wanted Monday.
I chose this specifically, so I cannot complain at all. And I will not be complaining.
But this episode, in my mind, kind of ties in with our moods. This episode was like, let's possibly do this. And narrator, they didn't do it. What I'm liking is the new school feel that like, we're not even at the finale and we're at the final four. So the finale will actually be, the final three. I don't know how this aired, in real time, but I am liking that because I feel like the episodes are a lot more nuanced. But at the same time, there's not a lot going on in them because nobody's making the move that needs to be made.
Right. I mean, after seeing so many like U.S. Survivor seasons of like we get to the final six and then it's like, all right, time to like wrap this all up in a couple hours. And you're like, what? Like, I feel like we're missing so much. I feel like at least with this episode, we got like the flip side of that. We're like, yeah, we can go in depth more. But like, there kind of wasn't a lot going on. And so it felt like it was dragging out. Yeah, yeah.
For sure. I was curious, like, when or if there ever was going to be a family visit. And this one obviously goes kind of late. In American Survivor, it's usually around, I guess, eight people. Now we're at the final five. But I mean, let's get right into it. Like, this episode yet again starts the night of Tribal Council, sitting around the fire, and Jean yet again is like, man, isn't it so wild that everyone thinks that Werner is the puppet master around here?
Crazy. Wonder
it's
why.
Like, isn't that just wild? And she's doing this thing again where she keeps saying, she's like, oh, the jury thinks we are puppet masters. Like as if she is in any way regarded by the jury as a puppet master. They're not seeing it that way. And she isn't seeing that way either. And it's really, really blatant.
Yeah, and it is like it is frustrating too that it's like, oh, she's like right there, like she like thinks just a little
she's
bit
close.
More, and then it's like, oh yeah, like then you can piece all the puzzles, put all the puzzle pieces together, and then figure it out. So it's like yes, you got it, but like come on, you're almost there.
Like you're 80% of the way there. It's right, it's right. Really crazy. And it kind of cuts to Werner turning it around and saying that he wants Jean gone. And she has been, when this group has talked about turning on each other, she is the name that continues to come up. Obviously, that's not where it ends up going later because of something that Werner does. But he starts this episode wanting to get rid of Jean. And for me, like, I assume that that's because she's the only other person who has, like, enough strategy to be able to give a compelling speech at the end.
Right. I mean, he already has his final three set up with him, Katinka, and Tom. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't really know. We don't really get a reason why he wants to keep Annalise. We just get the reason why he wants to get rid of Jean. Mm-hmm. But it's basically down to those two as to who's going home at the beginning of the episode.
Right. And I think he would keep Annalise just because I don't think there's any connection with the Luzons. If I'm going to be honest, I can't even remember which side of the Luzon alliance she was on way back at the beginning.
I mean, like, that's because we just didn't know anything about Annalise at the beginning.
Yeah, and to be candid, we don't know that much more.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, and she's in the final four, which is kind of concerning a little bit, but we'll get there, we'll figure it out.
Yes, definitely. So then, speaking of Annalise, Katinka and Annalise, they talk about getting rid of Werner, and Annalise tells Katinka about this extra vote, which again does not go into use. So Annalise, I don't want to put all the blame on her because there's really just not a lot she can do with an extra vote in general. And with just the hand she's dealt, there's not a lot that she can do.
Right.
And I think she's kind of just like grasping at straws, trying to find any move that she can make.
Yeah. I mean, she does have like, we have seen like some good strategy ideas come out of her, but like, it's like when you like start something that you think is really cool and then you like get bored of it and then you don't go through with it. That's kind of how it felt. Annalise is like playing her strategy, at least with this extra vote here. So
yeah, like she got a toy that was like advertised really well, but she bought it and like realized she isn't that into it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, she does end up using it this episode, but like we'll get to that later. I thought,
yes,
I did think it was interesting. I mean, we move to like from the Annalise John stuff, we see that Katinka is starting to say like, hey, we might want to get rid of Werner, which, for all the crap we gave Katinka at the beginning of this season, that was a really, really good idea.
Yeah, and she tried. She talked to Annalise. She talked to Tom, which, like, for what it's worth, like, you kind of have to. There's just so few people left. But, you know, Tom has something. I wrote, like, this. He says something along the lines of, like, oh, wow, the jury could actually like that, but I might not want to do it. Like, he gave no reason. He was just like, I don't think that I would do something like that, even though he admits that that's exactly what the jury wants.
Right. And it's weird. And we keep seeing this thing with Tom about like, he just does what he does and he likes Survivor and like, he's a fan of the game, but he just kind of ignores it, and just does whatever he wants, which is like, I guess kind of cool. Like in terms of like how this game affects people emotionally, but also like, bro, you're on Survivor, just like do it, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see. Tell me if you can think of any like American Survivor comparison to this, but somebody who is so content with their place as like the worst person on the season.
Because
it's not like Sherry was getting dragged, but she didn't really react well.
I mean, I wouldn't agree with this statement, but some people would say Ben from season 40 is okay with it. I mean, well,
you don't agree with that?
Well, I don't think Ben's a bad player, hot take, but you know, he was kind of like, I would rather have my own values than like continue playing like whatever game this is for
that's fifth place. Okay. That's a good comparison. I think Ben's a bit less abrasive, but
I also think Ben is a better player than like the community wants to give him credit for. So
absolutely. But that's another podcast.
That's another podcast. Time. Yeah.
So anyways, Tom is like, cool idea, but I'm not going to do it. So again, like, good on Katinka for giving this a shot. And then Tom then goes to Werner, and I thought that he was immediately going to tell on Katinka, but he didn't.
He was just like, hey, I'm not going to betray you for no reason. Not that I have any reason to bring this up.
Yeah,
just so you know, in case there was something that was going to come up, I wouldn't do that.
Which would immediately make me be like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was like that was the asking for a friend of, I'm not going to betray you.
Asking for a friend. I like that.
Yeah.
Werner, I don't know. I forget if Werner is a confessional, but that's pretty much like, huh. But the way that Tom presents it, like as a viewer, I'm like, oh man, like maybe Tom's playing him. And like, maybe this group of three is going to make something happen, especially with this extra vote. But then we go into this reward challenge where they see their loved ones. And this is, how did you feel about this in comparison to American Survivor loved ones visits?
I think inconsistent with like a lot of the weird problems I've had with this season, like the editing just kind of felt weird. Like usually I'm bawling at like all of the loved ones visits, but it was just kind of like, oh, we're at the reward challenge, loved ones, there you go. And then like, we didn't get to see like the dynamics like that much.
Right.
And we saw like Katinka's and we saw like Tom's, but I felt like it wasn't always, I don't know, it just didn't hit as hard. And I mean, I liked that they got to see him, like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It was weird.
I honestly think it didn't hit as hard. It kind of reminds me of like what we were saying with like when Palesa got the idol from the podium. Like, Nico doesn't sell things the way that Jeff does, for better or for worse.
Yeah,
so a lot of moments that are normally like, Robert, what is it like to love something? Like, instead of just like, hey, Robert, this is like, this is your family member who you miss. Like, when it's not so overly exuberant, it's not going to come off that way to the viewer. And I don't think it's a good or bad thing. It's just like very,
it's just different.
Noticeably
yeah.
very different.
But we did get a slow-mo of Werner hugging his wife, which I thought
did
was
we?
Very good. We did. Yeah, it was there. It was great.
Well, that's a fun slow-mo. We should add that to our top five slow-mos
season. Top five slow-mos. Oh, we should have had a top five slow-mos. That would have been so
damn.
Good.
We'll have that for the finale. Mine yeah. will always be John jumping
up from the other thing, yeah,
or
yeah.
Tony slow-mo-ing like being mad at herself, like that.
Yeah,
was a good
yeah.
one.
I mean, we could probably just rip them off the top of our heads, honestly. But yeah,
seriously, there are a lot of good ones.
It's coming. Yeah.
Yes. One thing that I did, I don't know. I don't love when Jeff's like, "All right, Robert, what's it like to care about anything?" Like,
yeah,
it's always weird when he interrogates them. Like, this is yeah. Jeff like forgets to have feelings. Like. Yeah. It's kind of cute when they can just like be with each other. And in the confessionals, they would talk to us about their relationship with the person, mm-hmm. which just felt a little more natural. Right. So again, it wasn't as like rambunctious as usual, but it felt a little more real. So I guess I liked that. So Werner's wife.
It was also kind of weird that like, I think like Jean mentioned something about like after losing the challenge, it was like, hey, don't worry. I'm gonna see you in like 5 days. And it's like, yeah, yeah. I think it would be nicer if there was like a bigger gap between like when you're gonna see your loved ones or whatever, right?
Yeah,
because like I'm sure
Survivor's true.
Hard, but like if you're like, all right, I have one more day before I see my loved ones, then it's not as like grueling of a task as like, oh, it's gonna be 2 more weeks.
So. Yeah, it's like I'll see you tomorrow. Like we'll
yeah.
I'll see you on the
yeah,
same.
It's no big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And Jean also had like her best buddy come, which I think is a really like underrated choice. Mm-hmm. Like not a ton of people have brought friends. I know like Coach and Johnny Fairplay are like the two that immediately come to mind.
Coach. Yeah.
Yeah. Assistant, excuse
oh
me.
Oh my
yes,
God. That's like the funniest thing ever. But anyways.
Yes. Some people are like, oh, like it's like their cousin who they're really good friends with. Like, I think that could, I'm sure any of my family members who I've promised a potential family visit to wouldn't be happy about that. But I think having like a good buddy would actually be a really good choice. I don't know. I think that maybe it's not as like,
yeah,
you're
no,
not
I think,
as emotionally charged. I don't know.
I think I would agree. I mean, it definitely doesn't like, it's not marketed as well as like
no.
the family visit or whatever. Right. Like what if instead of like, I have like my brother on or whatever, I'm like, hey, Alexa, do you want to be my loved yeah. one? And then you come in and you're just like, all right, strategy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you're just like, you're like a consultant that I have. And then if yeah. I win, it's like, you're my personal John Cochran from Game Changers, except
oh
you're someone
God.
I know. Like,
yeah,
like is that what
even,
the meta is going to turn into? Like,
probably.
I don't know.
Like, we don't even hug. I come out with like a pen and paper. I'm like, all right, Robert, like, give me the deeds.
What's
like,
going
we,
on?
We've got 20
what do you
minutes
know?
That's you know, you're probably right there.
Maybe.
And I'm
why
sure your brother would hate
doing
you.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but like, you know, if you want to win, yeah. like, whatever.
But with that, Jean was having like the time of her life with her bud.
Yeah.
I'm going to spell their name wrong, but it was, I think it was like Zaniki. I'm going to,
I literally have no idea.
I wrote that down. I really butchered that. I'm so sorry. And Jean had a really good quote. She was like, she is the oil to my balsamic vinegar. Which
yeah.
I thought was incredibly specific.
Yeah, there was like some, I guess some like, it's interesting, like looking at South African stuff and like, sometimes you'll see stuff that's like, oh yeah, like that was also in like US culture and United States society. And then there's like other stuff that's like, I don't even know where this is from at all. Like
yeah.
I've never heard of oil to balsamic vinegar ever.
Like I like balsamic vinegar. And when I make a salad, I usually do oil and vinegar, but
yeah, it's good.
I would be like, I don't know, Robert, you're the ketchup to my mustard. Or I wouldn't, I don't
oh,
know.
Like,
I wouldn't be
yeah,
like
peanut butter and jelly or something.
That's yes.
Like, so obvious.
Yes.
Like,
not, yeah, not the, my steers to the, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I thought that was funny. Although I trash John a lot on this podcast, I do find her hilarious because
she does
have, I think, the quote of the episode where she either tells us or she's saying it on camera, She's like, I want to meet the woman who said yes to Tom.
Yeah.
And like says it, but she said it in a way that Tom was like, ah, you, like, what a joke.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It was really good. John is so funny. And I'm so glad that she's like still here at the end of the season.
Yeah, she very easily could have been like the second person voted out, and almost was. So good on her for building back into it. I will totally give her that credit. So Werner's wife comes, Annalise's husband comes, Tom's wife comes, and they're very adorable. And Katinka's mom comes, and Katinka and her mom are like amped to see each other.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
So this challenge, it may as well have not happened because it was the quickest challenge ever.
It was just Werner winning, yeah.
It was Werner being tied to a rope and like throwing himself over wooden pieces.
And then
pieces.
Everyone else being stuck in the tied up rope and pieces of wood.
Yes. And like Tom gets like kind of close, but never to an extent. It's like never even
It's close. Not even close. It's just like Tom doesn't get completely destroyed. It's
exactly.
He's makes it to the next stage at least.
Yes. So Werner wins this, and he takes his present final three. He picks Tom, and he picks Katinka. And I don't think John takes it too badly. And I think Annalise, like, upsettingly just, like, kind of knows her place in line.
Right. I mean, it's very obvious, like, oh, it's the final three. And then the other two, John and Annalise, just like, yeah, we can't do anything about it. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, this sucks. Like, do you think at this point, he's real, like late, like especially with what happens later on, like, do you think he's realizing like, maybe I'm not giving Jean the love that she needs for me to make her feel comfortable? Like, do you think this has any effect on what happens 20 minutes later or not really?
Werner's choice?
Yeah. Like to pick Katinka or by obviously pick Tom because, you know.
I mean, I guess that's actually a really good point. I think it might be. I felt like the votes at Tribal Council were still just mostly strategic, though, but that definitely could be an influence for it.
Yeah, I think so. Because John is someone who, like, hasn't needed the reinforcement because I think she never thought she always thought that she was in. And right. I think her not getting picked is maybe the first time where she's like, I don't know. Like, yeah, this doesn't, yeah. I don't know, this doesn't feel right. Because when they get back to camp, Annalise, like, finally kind of gets to her and is like, we should flip and get Werner out. And John like kind of is
kind of
it.
Does.
Like at right, this point, right. I'm thinking that like every single person has at least expressed interest and there's an extra vote. So I actually think that something can maybe happen here, but obviously Werner has that.
But again, even at five, if you play the extra vote and force a tie, then you still lose on the revote. So
exactly,
like it still kind of doesn't work, and it's like this half baked, like Annalise extra vote idea that doesn't really work.
Exactly, and then for the reward, they get this Filipino stir fry, which looks delicious, and a phone to take selfies on, which always cracks me up.
I think it's fun because, like, how else are you gonna get like? I mean, I guess technically you are on camera 24 hours a day, and if you wanted a photo, you could just. Like do whatever you wanted, but it's cool, you know. Yeah, it's cool to like have a little photo that's like yours and not.
I've always wondered, yeah,
CBS or whatever. So
yeah, that's kind of scary. Yeah, I've always wondered, like if they get photos or if like the cameraman will take pictures for them. But anyways, that's like kind of really all we get before the immunity challenge, which is I think it's the final challenge of Millennials versus Gen X, or it's the second to last challenge of Millennials versus Gen X.
Yeah, I think it was like. I remember Kim doing this challenge also or something.
Yeah.
Maybe in Winners at War. I don't know. It was a challenge. Yeah. We've seen it before.
Yeah.
When challenges were, but
yeah, you pretty much get, I just remember this because Adam like quote unquote gave up and like had Ken win so that David could get voted out. I remember that was like this whole thing. Okay. But pretty much there's like a wire obstacle course. You have this really long fork and you pretty much use that to move clay pieces or like clay bowls stacked up top. And Werner like normally would be the person to win this, and Tom wins immunity.
That was real. I mean, we get a very close a very close finish, like all things considered, seeing as like Werner's been like destroying all of these challenges. And like, I thought at the end we were going to like, Werner was going to win again, and it was going to be like, all right, he has immunity and an idol. But like right at the very end, Tom like yells really loud and maybe throws Werner off or something. I don't know. And
Tom's got a big yell.
Yeah, he does. He does. Very scary. And then Werner drops his tower and Tom wins, which was really exciting. And we see Tom break down into tears, deservedly so, because that's definitely a big win.
That is a big win. Yeah, it's one of those moments where you're like, okay, I'm happy for him. He won this, obviously. Right. So we get back to camp, and John, she's so frustrating. She has a confessional that's like, oh, well, you know, Tom was going to go home tonight, which there was no
absolutely
shot Tom
not
was ever going
gonna
home.
Happen. Yeah.
So she's like, now we have to vote Annalise. So there's still that just like blind trust that obviously ends up working out fine for her, because Werner like ends up kind of re-saving her. And I thought that Werner said that he was going to play the idol in front of everybody, but did he actually say that, or did he just tell us?
I think he told us about it. He might have told one person, but I don't remember who he was talking to. Mm-hmm. But then what he does is, I think technically it's a bad move, but like he gets to tribal and he's like, yeah, you're only safe if you have the immunity necklace or immunity idol, and he pulls it out. And I'm like, you don't need to do that. Just like
every, you're already the only person.
Actually, no, I guess actually in this situation where he is trying to save someone else, it's good, because then you're showing that, like, if you show the idol, then it's like, I'm going to use it on myself, and then he can save John. And then like, that's kind of a big play. So, but like, I don't know, you could just save John or something. So
yeah, it's like a better version of what Wendell did. Well, maybe not, because Wendell wins because he gives Laurel immunity. It's sort of like that, but this is like significantly more effective, because I don't think Laurel had any chance of going home. But so Werner, like, he tells us, he's like, I don't know, I think I would be okay getting rid of Jean, because she would advocate for me on the jury, because 2 weeks prior PK said that he will torch him to the jury. Do you think that if he had gotten rid of Jean that she would do that, or do you think she'd be mad?
I don't think she would have been mad. I think she like understands
she's a good sport.
Like, what's going on. Yeah. Like she deals with enough stuff that like, oh, she'd be like, oh, whatever, you know, like I got voted out. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. So what else do we have? Oh, and then Tom then spills the beans to Werner that Katinka was going to vote him out. And this kind of happens a little like semi close to tribal. And I think that just spooks the pants off of Werner. And I think he may have actually been planning to get rid of Jean and then switches it on Katinka kind of near that last minute.
Right. I mean, I think that's still a good idea, because you can still get Jean out later, and now you're removing like one of the, not that like the plan actually came to fruition or anything, because no one voted for Werner, but like you're removing one of like the biggest people that is like trying to spearhead this plan and just like getting rid of her, even though originally was in your final two. Honestly, I wasn't expecting it, even though like it made sense, like, yeah, he's getting rid of like the only person who's like actually taking action on this, but like,
yeah,
I don't know. I think it was a good move.
I think it was a good move, but I think it was, I thought it was going to be Annalise or Jean who went home, because Annalise was like a little more open about her plan because she had something to go with it. Katinka, I really thought, was being discreet and was like really making good arguments there. So the way that these votes end up falling are Katinka and Annalise vote for Jean. Jean votes for Annalise, and Tom and Werner vote for Katinka. So nobody ends up voting for Werner. This never even remotely follows.
Not even with the extra vote, which was like the whole plan that Annalise had. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, come on.
Yeah, it's crazy. So Annalise plays her extra vote, and then Werner goes up and like kind of showboats around the idol, which I love, because I do, although I'm like frustrated by him, I do think that he is like a very fun player.
Right.
And he plays this idol for Jean. Annalise is then like, oh, I am going home, because she thinks that everyone figured out that she was trying to get rid of him, and somehow nobody figured that out.
Right. Also, I want to point out that Jairo Garcia says that Werner told Tom about the idol before the tribal.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Also, Noah Salmon above said, I know you guys have been asking why this season is so beloved. Trust me, the final four episode and the finale are some of the best Survivor episodes in history. Very excited for you.
That's exciting.
That is very strong. And we're very excited.
I'm going to hold you to this, Noah Salmon. If it's
yeah,
bad,
we're at 6:12 p.m. We know where you live.
It's 100% your fault and not our fault.
Yeah, words are so hard. Katinka's going to come back and win and blank the whole jury.
Yeah. Anyways.
And so anyway, so I think at the end of the day, so obviously Katinka ends up going home. The jury is like feeling this. Like the jury loves this. They can't stand Werner, but I think they really liked that.
It was entertaining. It was kind of like a whatever episode. And then I was like, oh, cool. A little
whatever episode was a really good finish. Yeah. And I think I think he did like a better version of what Wendell did with Laurel, where he saved somebody who like one didn't need to be saved and just totally reaffirmed something that he did not believe in right. 2 days ago. So right. I'm really curious, like, who do you think his final three is now?
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter for sure.
I don't know who could, maybe Jean wins if like
if he's she gone. Gets
Werner out and if it's Jean, Tom, Annalise.
I think she wins. I think Jean wins that.
Yeah, but like
yeah. There aren't a lot of combinations left.
No, they're not. I think Werner wins if he's there, and if not, Jean wins.
Yeah, I think it goes Werner, Jean, Annalise, then Tom in terms of like win priority would be my guess.
I'm just scared Tom's gonna win now. Now that we're saying that, oh man, Tom or Annalise is gonna win. Oh god.
He can't win. I think it's gotta be Werner or Jean. Like Jean would be if Jean wins, because that's kind of where we are right now.
Right.
If Jean wins, I will get a very what the heck is his name? I can't even remember. Australian Survivor Season 2. Jericho, sure. I get a very, very Jericho sense from her. I wasn't pumped about Jericho winning because it felt like it came out of nowhere. And he was Luke's right-hand man the whole time and was kind of like taking credit for all these moves that I thought were Luke's. And I feel like I'm seeing a ton of that with Jean. So it feels like it will be unsatisfying, but
she's not even like the right-hand man to Werner. They're just like slightly aligned and she's just there.
Yes.
You know,
if she beats him, if anybody beats him, that will be pretty epic. I would love to see that happen, but I don't know how that happens.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. We will see.
We will see. We have only two more episodes left here. Next week, we are going to recap the final four, and then the week after, we are going to do the final three and the finale. Unclear if this season. If the final tribal council is a final three or a final two, but regardless, everyone keeps talking about a final three, but who knows? If there's a final two, that will certainly make things interesting.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Oh, yes.
Anything else you have on this episode, Robert, before I close this out?
Not really. All I know now is that I should be excited for next episode. So I'm going to be excited for next episode.
Thank you, Noah. I will not sleep until I watch this episode.
Are you going to like this episode immediately?
Immediately. I will not sleep. So we have a pretty busy night tonight. So in about 8 minutes, Phil and I are going to be continuing our Ultimate Survivor season. We are going to be talking about our favorite episode that has 18 players in it, which is Jimmy Johnson versus Jimmy Tarantino. it will be the only time. It will be the only time we talk about Survivor Nicaragua ever. You should tune in. It's actually a really good episode.
Wow, that's really funny.
It's quite good.
That's fantastic.
So tune into that. And then later, Phil and John are continuing their movie podcast with 12 Angry Men, which is a good movie, and then Sinister, which is the scariest movie I've ever seen. So if you guys care about that, yeah, it was horrible. Then Robert and I will be back at some point next week. It is a holiday on Monday, so we will have to probably make some adjustments. But we will let you guys know. Become a patron, follow us on social media, and we love you.
Yeah.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.